But Reuben was secretly planning to help Joseph. Praise be to God. To help Joseph escape and take him to his father. So when he got there, they pulled off his robe and threw him into the pit. This pit was normally used to store water in. But it was empty at the time. Then just as they were sitting down to eat, they noticed a caravan of camels in the distance coming towards them. It was a group of Ishmaelites, traders. They were taking spices, balm, myrrh from Gilead to Egypt. Let's say Joseph had another idea come through their mind. Let's sell Joseph to those Ishmaelite traders. Let's not be responsible for his death after all, okay? He is our brother. They all agreed. So they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Sometime later, Reuben returned to get Joseph out of the pit. When he discovered that Joseph was missing, he tore his clothes. Then he went back to his brothers and lamented, "Joseph is gone. What can I do now?" Then Joseph's brothers, they had killed a goat and dipped the robe in its blood. They took it to their father. "We found this in the fields," and they told him, "It's Joseph's robe, isn't it?" Their father recognized it at once. "It's my son's robe." Then Jacob tore his clothes and put sackcloth. He mourned deeply for his son for many days. His father and all tried to comfort him, but it was no use. "I would die in the morning for my son," he would say, and then begin to weep. Meanwhile, in Egypt, the traitor sold Joseph to the Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Potiphar was captain of the palace guard. Remember our verse in Psalms 1, "Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers." He said, "Blessed is that man." This story continues on over into several chapters. Beautiful story when you read it. A lot of enlightenment will come to you when you read this book, this chapter. Remember, he said, "Blessed is that man." Then, to continue the story on a little bit further, the Lord was with Joseph and blessed him greatly as he served in the home of the Egyptian master, Potiphar. Notice this and realize that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything he did. Brother George, you know I couldn't help but read that by thinking about, I could just hear your voice. "Blessed is that man. Blessed is that man." Potiphar soon put Joseph in charge of his entire household and entrusted him with all his business deals. And the Lord began to bless Potiphar for Joseph's sake. From the day Joseph was put in charge, the Lord began to bless Potiphar for Joseph's sake and all his households of Pharaoh's began to run smoothly, and his crops and his livestock, they flourished. Joseph, Brother Sharon, he would like that. He was planted by the rivers of water. He was planted in Jesus. Because he came out, God had his hand on him. He brought him out. And then you all know this story, continue on, about the Potiphar's wife and what happened to Joseph and what she tried to do to him. And he got put in prison. Stayed there for a time. Then something still started happening in prison. Praise be to God. Blessed is that man, Brother George. You all know this story. Continue on telling about that the cupbearer and the chief baker. Dreams. I remember Miss John was telling me she had a dream not too long ago. Dreams. And in Acts, it talks about having visions and dreaming dreams. And then, as you look at the story, God raised him up out of there, bought him out. Just like God is raising us up. You know, Joseph went through. You know, they used to say, go through the storm. But he went through things that life brought him.